With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Republicans are optimistic they'll be able to pass a Trump-endorsed continuing resolution to keep the government up and running through September.
Senator Marsha Blackburn says there's only one reason for Democrats not to support the bill.
Schumer wants another Schumer shutdown.
Because she says he's hoping that would make President Trump and the Republicans look bad.
But he's just so wrong on this.
Wrong about how the voting public would respond to a shutdown. After all, Blackburn says poll after poll shows
the American people agree with the steps that we're taking to get this economy back on track.
A vote is expected as soon as Republicans can muster the handful of Democrat votes they'll need to get the bill over the finish line. Bob Agner reporting.
The Europeans promise retaliatory tariffs on American goods now that President Trump's 25% levies on steel and other metals from Europe have taken effect. And Mr. Trump has reversed his decision to hike tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada after Ontario abandoned planned surcharges on electricity it sells to the U.S. The president holding tight on his pro-tariff stance despite Wall Street's reservations.
In the face of tumbling stock prices and increased worries about a recession, the White House says the president is unwavering in his approach to tariffs and trade. Asked about the recent Wall Street losses, the president said markets are going to go up and down. He went on to say that he believes what his administration is doing is the right thing to do, even if it means a little, in his words, disturbance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We're one step closer to a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war. A U.S. brokered one-month truce has been agreed to by Ukraine, and now it's up to Russia. Stocks higher on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report on inflation. The Dow is up 180 points, NASDAQ ahead 281. SRN News. Christians are aging out.
What that means is that the median age of a believer in the U.S. is getting older, meaning fewer young people are adopting the faith, suggesting that fewer people overall will be Christians in coming decades here. According to the Pew Research Center, the median age of a Christian in America today is 54. 10 years ago, it was 49. Meanwhile, the median age of religiously unaffiliated people stands at 38. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. The law at issue is one from Colorado, which bars any licensed counselor from helping anyone under 18 to voluntarily abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The question is whether the measure violates the free speech rights of counselors. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver has upheld the Colorado statute. This is SRN News. The security clearances of former Biden administration officials have been pulled.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard also revoked the security clearances of the 51 former intelligence officials who signed the letter calling the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. Gabbard also announced that former President Biden is no longer receiving the president's daily brief, a summary of intelligence issues. Also included in the revocation, Antony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Mark Zaid, Norman Eisen, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, and Andrew Weissman. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A Texas appeals court has halted the execution of a man who has spent more than 30 years on death row and had been set to die by lethal injection this week. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has issued a stay of execution for 67-year-old David Wood, convicted in the killings of six girls and young women. More details, SRNNews.com.